Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. 5-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could stay with us. I want to once again thank our first guest this hour, Ann Bollinger McQuaid, for stopping by to talk to us about her book, Everyday Oracles, and how there's really messages all around us. It really is up to us to find a way to be able to see them and also to see how they can be able to help us in our lives. Our next guest is going to be coming to us from the musical side of our show, and we're going to talk to him about not only his new album, but also the stories that he's able to share through it. James Tristan Redding is making his first appearance. His album is called Walking into Brooklyn. It's a great listen, you know, from beginning to end. I think you guys will really enjoy it. We're going to tell you how you can get a digital copy, as well as even one of the special edition hard copies that he has as well. You all will also be listening to a track from the project, and then we'll tell you how you can be able to stay in contact with James as well. James, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, going really well. Congratulations to you again. I know I told you before we went live here, but congratulations again on walking into Brooklyn. You know, it's interesting, James. You and I were having a conversation right before we came back on the air here, and I was asking you about this experience. You know, I should say for those who don't know, you know, you've gone from being, you know, the front man of a group to now, of course, kind of taking it into your own hands to be able to write this album and now to be able to share it with the world. Tell our listeners what it's been like for you to kind of being able to let people know who you are as an artist and also a storyteller.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, it's a wild feeling to really just strip away all the layers, take away everything that I thought was going to be a barrier to communication, like, and just to, like, say, okay, it's just me and you. Anyone who wants to hear this, just, you know, open your heart, and I'm going to open mine, and we're going to just take all the stuff that's in my heart, and I'm going to, like, put it on the table, and whatever you like of it, just take it into your heart, and, you know, let's see if we can't, like, make something great by just, like, sharing. I really used to build in some sort of breathing room in between my own thoughts and feelings and what I would share, just because I wasn't sure how far up I was willing to open.
Right.
And so, yeah, this album, it's like, I'm finally just cracked wide open. I'm like, all right, never mind. No holds barred. Forget all the limits. Forget all the barriers to me being willing and able to just tell a story that is straight from my heart. And so it's, in a way, it's a little scary, as you might imagine,
yeah.
Like, being the first time that I've just been like, all right, everyone, you know, I love my father very, very much, and here's how crazy and eccentric he is, and here's a girl who left me, and I'm not going to say, like, she's a terrible person and nobody should talk to her, because she's not. She's awesome. I just weren't getting what we needed from each other. And
yeah.
I have to just square with the fact that, you know, it didn't work out, and that's okay, and she's still wonderful. And so, like, that's the first track is, like, okay, let me just be open about the fact that here's something I've lost, and I hurt for that, and I'm going to commemorate that, and I'm going to acknowledge and celebrate that without any, like, pride or, you know, no need for, like, sour grapes or anything. And then,
right.
Yeah, talking about touring, because a couple of the tracks, number 2 and number 10 and a couple in between, mention, like, you know, what it's like just to be on the road so much. And I may or may not have mentioned to you that alcohol became a big crutch for me. And so a little over a year ago, I quit drinking. And I've been sober since then. And so that was, you know, another thing that it's like, well, okay, am I going to come out and say that in so many words? Yeah, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to. I'm gonna square with it. I'm going to embrace it. And it was pretty scary to, like, say it to myself the first time, but it gets easier and easier to say it to other people and not to be afraid of their reaction. I guess somewhere inside myself, I think, if I say this stuff, if I talk about my dad or my drinking or, you know, this wonderful girl or anything else, that if I just tell someone straight up, like, hey, here's what's going on for me, for some reason I expect this, like, negative backlash reaction where they will judge me and they won't understand, and, like, then it'll be hard for me to, like, look them in the face again. It's like, no, you know what? It'll be even easier for me to look them in the face, because as long as I'm exactly who I'm saying that I am, that I have nothing to hide, I have nothing to worry about, I have nothing to be afraid of. And if someone doesn't like me, that's, like, great news. Then they know that they got to go find other people they like. And I know the same thing. But it's like, the more I feel this way, the fewer people out there anywhere in the world I find that I can't get along with. It's like this way to have universal friends everywhere, because you just, like, hi, I love you, what's your name? People are like, oh, cool, I love you too, what's your name?
Right.
It just seems like when you show up with a, yeah.
Well, no, James, I was just going to say, you know, what's interesting about what you're saying is, it's kind of what I took away from the title after listening to the entire album. And even, you know, we're going to be listening to one of the tracks here a little bit later from the project, the track Irony. It's not a type of metal, but as you go from track to track to track, it really is you inviting the world along a trip, not only a walk through Brooklyn, as the title alludes to, but a walk through your experiences. And what is so great about that, as I was thinking about, who can't relate to a breakup? Who can't relate to a strained relationship, and no matter what kind of form it is? Or who can't relate, you know, to, you know, feeling, you know, less than or feeling inferior, or wondering how people, you know, will react? I think those are all universal things. Is that one of the things that you're finding? Because I think as part of this experience of this album, you also are sharing in live shows. So it's part of the experience you're finding is that people are connecting not only with you but also with the message.
Absolutely. It's the most amazing feeling in the world to be able to connect with people and have them really connect back. And it makes it about something so much larger than myself or a CD that I made, or, you know, the place that we are, where we're, like, both maybe drinking the same coffee, or we're, like, you know, huddled around the same space heater because it's cold, or whatever, watching the same movie, watching the same band play. It's like, okay, let's look at how similar we all really are. And I mean, I agree completely with you. It's just like, The album was a breakthrough for me, and just like you said, it's been a really nice tool to use to connect with people. And exactly, they seem to be, the people who've heard it so far seem to be getting from it exactly the personal connection that I'm trying to make, And I mean, like, for instance, my cell phone number from which I'm calling you now is listed on my website. You know, it's not like I'm like trying to be hard to reach. It's like, if you want to talk to me, like, hunt me down and I will talk to you. It doesn't matter who you are, what you want to talk about. Like, this is really about getting to be friends with everybody in the world and learning everything I can learn, going every place I can go. And, yeah, I want to hear everyone else's music and I want them to hear mine.
Right. Well, I think, again, that goes to purpose. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, James. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. James Tristan Redding is making his first appearance on our program. We're talking to him not only about his new project, Walking Into Brooklyn, but the experience of not only sharing the music, but seeing the way that people are responding to the music as well. As I said, the single we're going to be listening to here, we're going to ask my producer Jeff to go ahead and get it ready, is Irony Is Not a Type of Metal. Talk to us about that single and how it came about, James.
Yeah, thank you, I will. So, that song is the first one I wrote for the album, and it's essentially, I had before that I had recently discovered quite how deep my love for Leonard Cohen runs, and similarly, my appreciation for Conor Oberst. I was already driving down a road that they had already driven down, but I wasn't paying attention to how similarly the road signs were manifesting for me and for them. And so I wrote this song basically like talking about how funny it is to look back on, you know, the last 10 miles, the last 30 miles, the last 100 miles of where my heart has been and where my head has been, and to see in retrospect like what I couldn't possibly have known going in to it. When I take a turn for the first time and see something with new eyes, it looks so different later when I look back on it. And so that song is essentially like my way of saying, like, try to imagine the difference between when I first hit the road and then when I realized I was in the middle of a bunch of mess on the road. And then now that I'm, like, sitting still in just, like, the middle of a clearing in the woods, looking around, and it's dead silent, but the sunlight is so bright, and I'm just, like, thinking about where I've just come from and finally putting the pieces together. The song is essentially like a confessional of, oh, okay, this is what I was just doing.
Well, I think, you know, for those who have not had a chance to hear it yet, here is the single that I was asking James about. Here is the single from Walking Into Brooklyn, Irony Is Not a Type of Metal. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with James here on Conversations Live.
Shaking the lake. And tonight there are lights all around me, though I'm not really sure where I am. But I'm flashing and burning, and everything is turning out stranger than I ever planned.
Appreciate it, and we appreciate the conversation with you.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Now, for those of you who came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes as we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share with your friends using the social media sites you'll find there. I know we make it very easy for you guys, too, because I actually tagged James both on Facebook and Twitter, so you guys can find him on our pages again by going to either facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.